Sitting around sometime and you hear him calling your name. Amen. And say, Joseph,
yeah.
Don't cry no more, son.
Amen.
Enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Will that be nice?
Amen. Amen.
To hear him calling your name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. When the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear. When my Savior calls, I will answer. Somewhere listening for my name.
What a day!
I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
Let's clap again one more time. seated. Just to think that He knows my name. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight. Anxious to hear what He's going to give to us tonight.
Amen.
To hear more of telling me who I am.
Amen.
Let me know that I'm predestinated before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Know that I was in God's thought.
Yeah.
We're just fellowshipping back there when He says that Jesus, that inheritance, He goes, I beg your pardon. That was God to give that to me. Before there was a molecule, you were in God's thoughts.
Yeah.
The very personality of God.
Amen.
That's who you are.
Because
you were in His thoughts. If I was in His thoughts, I'm Him.
Amen.
I'm part of Him.
Like,
you see this old fleshly body, I know it's pretty bad. But what's inside of me? It's called the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The true Son of God.
Amen.
He said that we are living in this world, living above reproach.
Amen.
Because it's the Holy Spirit living inside of us.
Amen.
He said, let me hear you say it in one word. Placing.
Placing.
Now we got to work on that. Placing.
Placing.
The body.
The body.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Positionally.
Positionally.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Where the Holy Spirit.
Where the Holy Spirit.
Is leading us.
Is leading us.
He said, there you are, you got it.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Spirit leading us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this message. Where would we be if He hadn't stored up this precious food?
Amen.
We'd be just like the rest of the world that it is. But to us, when we hear it, there's a deep calling to the deep.
Amen.
And when Satan tries to beat you down, he says, get that out of your mind that I'm lost.
Amen.
I'm not lost today and back here and back in here. He goes, no, sir.
Amen.
He says, we're not. He says, we are eternally His. From the beginning of time, and that we'll go meet Him again.
Amen.
He says, in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, that's where we'll be.
Amen.
Sitting in His presence, but still now, today, tonight, sitting in heavenly places.
Amen.
So that Father can commune with us. And that's what we're here for, is to worship Him and to honor Him and to thank Him for this opportunity.
Yes.
He says that we will. He says that we're going to make mistakes. And, you know, that's probably one of the biggest things is for a son, a daughter of God. Is Satan, he's a master. That because we look at ourselves, you look at the mistakes that you make. You look at yourself, and you're not worthy. And you make mistakes constantly. Brother Branham said, and that word tells it, it has nothing to do with it.
Amen.
He said, that atonement is sitting there for you day and night.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, aren't you glad for that?
Amen.
Atoning for your sins day and night.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, you can't sin. You can't even sin. That's disbelief. Who disbelieves? Who's a disbeliever? Raise your hand. Amen. So we make mistakes, you say. We make mistakes, but that blood being there, he says, ever living, ever making that intercession, he says, tucked
Amen.
Safely
Mark.
By the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Reminds me of when you're a little kid, if you remember, is that mommy come tuck me
yes.
in?
Mark.
Jesus tucks me in every day, every night.
Mark.
He tucks me in with His robe of righteousness.
Amen.
He doesn't even see when you make mistakes when you do it. And He said, a real son of God, you'll get right back up.
Yeah.
As soon as you fail, just you get right back up. I didn't mean to do that. Oh, I know that. He says, a real daddy, he says, when his son, he says, when he falls, he says, he doesn't whip him for that. He said, he just picks him up and he reaches and he grabs him and he holds him up. And he said, when you're trying to walk, he's just going to pick you up and teach you. He goes, this is the way you do it, son. And just hold on to your hand and walk you. How great is our God that He'll do that for us. That He grabs us by the hand. Most of the times I'm falling down, He has to keep picking me up. But we keep, I don't know if the other day we were talking that it was the quote of the day, and it so blessed me, I wanted to print it out, that where Brother Branham says, and we get in this problem all the time, we fuss with the devil. How many of you fuss with the devil? If you didn't raise your hand, you're lying. Because you fuss with him. Yeah. You try to explain who you are, what you are. Brother Branham said, don't pay no attention to him. Don't argue with him. Don't give him a minute of your time. You make a mistake, you do things wrong. Father, I'm sorry, forgive me. Stand right up. He tries to beat you down. Don't listen to him. Just don't even listen to him. You know what you do? Just say, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Amen. Sorry about that. That's what they're telling. We'll just be, we're going to be somewhere listening for our name. We ain't listening to you. We're listening to Father. And He's calling out a bride. And are you happy to be part of that bride of Jesus Christ tonight? Amen. Let us stand. We want to go to prayer. Thanking the Lord Jesus for all that He's done for us today. For our lives up to this very moment. And then what He's going to do for us. All these great things that we've been hearing, those manifested sons of God coming into their positionally placed to where we are now.
Amen.
We want to work as a body of sons and daughters of God. If there's anything in your life, that's not pleasing unto Him, get rid of it.
Amen.
If it, it could be, I don't know, get rid of it.
Yeah.
When you make a mistake, make it right. He said, love one another. Go after the lost souls.
Amen.
Check your life daily.
Amen.
Minutely. Because we're constantly making mistakes. But we want to be that pure, unadulterated bride of Jesus Christ. And when we get into that position, which we're getting there. You believe that?
Amen.
We're getting there, Lord. We're doing all that we can. And by Your grace. Wasn't that wonderful how that prophet told us today? Grace.
Yeah.
That wonderful, wonderful grace. The grace of the Lord Jesus. We're striving daily to get there. And He said that's where that church is going to be. That's us. We are the church. We are the bride. And that we get ourselves in that place. And He says just to speak the word. And we're coming into that position. And I'm so thankful and proud to be associated with this portion of the bride of Jesus Christ right here. And the ones that are listening in, that you're part of that bride too. That doesn't matter where you are. God calls His bride from around the world. One day we'll all be gathered together. As He spoke, He said, Sister Woods, why ain't seen you? It's been 500 years, Brother Branham. Praise the name of the Lord. We'll now have less days to spend eternity together.
Amen.
But as we go through this world, we do. We have our ups and downs. And I just want to encourage you tonight, as the prophet said, don't fuss with Him.
Amen.
Realize who you are. Don't argue with Him. You're a son or daughter of God.
Amen.
Predestinated. Say, man, he says that word a lot. Amen. You should just keep saying it over and over and over.
Yes.
Satan's going to point out everything else to you. How worthless that you are. And you are. He points all that stuff out. Don't argue with him. You're right. I am. But I'm still a son and daughter of God. I'm still chosen. I'm still predestinated. I am the Word made flesh.
Amen.
We're the Word made flesh.
Amen.
The Word goes forward. Once it's spoken, it can't die. It lives for eternity. That's us. Not this flesh. This ain't nothing. I've got another body waiting for me. In a moment of a twinkling of an eye, so do you. In a moment of a twinkling of an eye, he said, you're just going to go to that celestial body. No wonder Brother Branham said he looked down and he says, I got to go back to that. I don't want to go back to that. And then he said, then he'll come for us, and then we will spend eternity together.
Amen.
You'll know who you are, loving one another, and to spend that time with him. Don't let nothing hinder you. Nothing stay away. So just keep holding on to that promise that I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I was in him, and I'll always be in him. I'm just here for a short period of time, and then I'm going to go back and be with him. But we do have many requests upon our hearts, and as we bow our heads, we just think what that request is upon your heart. And the Lord knows what it is and what we have need of. He knew it before you even thought it. But he's here tonight to answer your request and to meet your need. And whatever you have need of, do you believe it?
Amen.
That's the key. It's the key. You got to believe it. Faith. And he says that's positionally where he places us. You got to have that faith. If you don't have the faith, that's what puts it into action.
Amen.
So whatever that need is, and he's here to meet it. And we have lots of prayer requests that have come in. Father knows each and every one of them. I want to thank him for our little Dalton daughter here. They're touching her. She passed out today, but God moved on the scene. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's more than able. Whatever it is that's on your heart, whatever sickness it is, how he tells us how of our loved ones. I love that. If you got faith enough for yourself, have it faith enough for your family, your children, grandchildren. Bring them in. Lord, go get them. Whatever it takes, Lord, go get them. But if we'll just believe that tonight, that he's here to answer our prayers, that we're just going to reach out and touch him as he comes by. And Lord, for those requests, and that you're going to open up my heart, my ears, my soul, for the word that I'm about to hear. Positionally place me, Father, into your kingdom.
Amen.
Is that our prayers tonight?
Amen.
Let's just sing our songs. I ask our brother Samuel to come up and take these requests before the Lord. Just hold them in your heart. Reach out and touch him, grab him, and then believe it. I accept it, Father. I'm going to get what I ask for tonight. Man, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is past by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord, tonight. What a privileged people we are tonight, Lord. To be gathered together, Lord, under this roof, Lord, to worship you. Lord, we welcome you into this service. Lord, we love you with all of our hearts. Lord, as your prophet said one time on the tape there, he says, Lord, when he came and he was praying, he says, Lord, to bring the word to drive the doubt of the people away, Lord. And Lord, we're here to hear that word to drive the doubt away, Lord. As your prophet said, this letter of Ephesians was to the believers and to the church. Lord, to your predestinated, elected, found from the foundation of the world, Lord. We love you, Lord. We're a part of that tonight, Lord. Gathered, Lord, to hear thus saith the Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise for healing our brother Dalton's daughter, Lord. For bringing brother Roberson back to us, Lord. He was sick. Bring him, Brother Pitts, back to you. Lord, you're just a mighty God. Lord, you're on the scene, Lord. You're moving on the scene, Lord. We love you. We place these requests before you, Lord, as royal seed of Abraham. Lord, is thinking about how 300 men with rusty knives put to flight kings, Lord, with armies. They were running from 300 servants. Oh, God, here's your children tonight, Lord, royal seed of Abraham. Lord, with every possession, Lord, that you've given us all things, Lord, to possess every gate of the enemy. We love you, Lord, tonight. We just thank you, Lord, for our brother Joseph, Lord. God, would you just bless him, Lord? He's been such a blessing to us. He's prayed for us. He stood for us. Lord, let us just pray for him tonight, Lord. We lift him up before you, Lord, to just encourage him and give him strength, Lord. He's always encouraged us, Lord. Help us to encourage him, Lord, and be a blessing back, Lord. We love him, Lord, and thank you for him, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the message and the messenger, that we have one more opportunity, Lord, to hear your word. Lord, just anchor it so deep in our heart, Lord. Grant it, Father, that we'll never move from it, Lord. We love you with all of our hearts. And we just place ourselves before you, Lord. We want to give you all of us, Lord, tonight. We want to surrender everything, every thought, everything, Lord, before you, Lord. And walk from this place a better Christian, closer to you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we commit it all to you. And we thank you in advance for all these requests. Lord, it's our property. By your grace, by your perfection, Lord, by your blood, you've asked us to ask anything in your name. And we ask according to your word. And let it be according to your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Reach out, amen, and touch the Lord. So wonderful to be back again tonight. So thankful for His amazing grace. And the time that we had this morning is just going to keep building, I believe. How He's thankful that He brought you out of that miry clay. Amen. My heart was distressed, neath Jehovah's great frown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down. I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to cold and day. Oh, He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He cooks a song in my soul today, a song upon the strong rock by His side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by His grace until the crown I gain. Oh, He brought me out of the miry clay. Soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise, by day and by night.
with sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. Oh, He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, truly what a joy to our hearts, Lord, it brings to us, Father, that You brought us together again, Lord, and just thinking of all the things that have been said already, Father. Oh, God, You've done so much for us, Father. And, Lord, we just love You, and we praise You, we thank You, Lord. Now, Lord, just bless in these tithes and these offerings, Lord. Blessing those that give, Father. We love You, and thank You in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
He brought me out of the mire. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. I'll sing of His wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise Him till all men His goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. Oh, He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Last verse one more time. I'll sing of His wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise Him till all men His goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. Oh, He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, and He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, Hosanna, blessed be the rock. He lives and reigns forevermore.
abide.
Hallelujah.
Where there was confusion, peace now reigns. I'm walking with Jesus. I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
It's all because I am redeemed.
Appreciate that so much. Amen. I am redeemed.
sure enjoyed that, Brother Charlie. Appreciate that. There's this little chorus that Brother Samuel sang some weeks ago, but it's just any day now. Our Lord is coming. Amen.
Just any day now. Our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been watching and I've been waiting. Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been watching. Just any day now, His face I'll see. One more time. Well, just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for just any day now, His face I'll see. And lead me, Lord, I'll follow. And lead me, Lord, I will go.
church just humming. Tonight. He brought you here to hear the words of eternal life. What a blessed people that we are. I love that song, my friend, redeemed. We've been redeemed. Amen. A child of God. Let's just sing our song, Only Believe, as we welcome Brother Branham to come to the pulpit tonight. Adoption 4 that was preached 56 years ago, waiting for tonight for the manifested sons and daughters of God to hear. Amen. To prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Here's our prophet, Brother Branham.